This show is for the men and women currently serving on active duty, guard, and reserve, for their spouses, family members, and friends, for the employer who hires vets and vet supporters. This show is for everyone.
Welcome to Transitioning with Nurse Lewis, the show that prepares you for life beyond the uniform. And now, your host, Nurse Lewis.
Welcome to Transitioning with Nurse Lewis. So November is National Military Appreciation Month, and I have a special guest for you. This is actually my mentor. I love her. Her name is retired Captain Estacy Porter. Now, Estacy is a Bronx native born to Garifuna parents from the country of Honduras. She is married and has four lovely children. She's a retired Army veteran, doctorally prepared, registered nurse, a nurse practitioner in community health primary care, and a board certified as well as an advanced public health nurse. She's an entrepreneur, author, and speaker. She's also founder of Jewel in His Eyes, an international holistic-based empowerment ministry whose mission is to inspire, empower, and promote health, self-love, and confidence to girls and women. She's also business owner of Holistic Wellness Concierge and Consulting Solutions and the creator of the lifestyle favored Fit Fierce and Fly and Garifuna Nurses United. Estacy incorporates faith, health, and leadership to educate and empower others to live a healthier version of themselves. She incorporates military strategies and best practices to improve health outcomes in the community. Estacy uses many platforms to share her message by hosting international health and educational fairs, webinars, seminars, brunches, and empowerment workshops. She has received numerous awards and accolades, including the recipient of the Central American Parade Leadership Award, the New York City Council Citation, and the New York State Assembly Citation, Army Meritorious Service Award, and numerous local awards and recognition. She was nominated in 2015 as a game changer for the first annual United States of Women Summit at the White House for efforts with her Jewel in His Eyes, Inc. Backpack to Health and Education Initiative for Garifuna Girls in Honduras. She has been seen on Inside Edition and has been a guest on Nursing Notes live audio podcast. She's also been featured in Ebony, Essence, for Nurses by Nurses, and has written several health-related articles for military newspapers. She's been involved in a host of philanthropic ventures, from instructing Zumba at a home for sexually abused girls to serving as a board member for the nonprofit organization Healing House, an organization who serves individuals who have experienced sexual trauma. She served as a content expert panel for the American Nurse Credentialing Center and belongs to several professional organizations. Estacy enjoys spending time with her husband and DeMarlo and her four children, all things fashion, reading, writing, and a host of other activities. Most important in her life is her love for God and the desire to be in His will. My goodness. Well, finish reading your bio. Welcome.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. So that wraps up our interview because your bio took up the entire interview. I have no clue how you fit all of that in your day.
Yeah. By the grace of God.
Yes.
The ambition.
I am so excited to have you on here today. You know, I remember when I first met you, I actually went to your graduation, right? You was getting your doctorate. And I met you.
It was at the woman's, it was a woman's empowerment event in Binghamton, New York. And you came up because I was one of the speakers.
Yes, absolutely. You just have an infectious spirit and you have motivated and been a mentor to many, many people. So I am excited to have this interview with you, especially on Military Appreciation Month, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. It's coming up here soon.
Yep, Veterans Day.
Yes, absolutely. So now, in honor of Veterans Day, of course, I wanted to interview one of my favorite veterans, you. And now, and of course, the show is about transitioning, so I couldn't wait to grab a hold of you because you are a transitioning veteran. My goodness. So now tell me how long you've served and when was your ETS, your estimated time of separation? When did this all happen?
Okay. So I've served for nearly 23 years. And my official retirement date was August 30th of this year, 2018.
Wow. So you've transitioned 3 months. It's been about 3 months, right?
Yeah, just about. Yep, just about shy of 3 months, yes.
So
but I transitioned beforehand. That was by paper, but I was already transitioning.
Okay. So now tell me about transitioning.
Yeah. Well, what exactly would you like to know? There's so much behind it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, there is so much behind it, you know, and so I know for me, I think 3 years beforehand, I was already getting like that real, that bug that it's time, you know, it's time to do something else beyond what it is that I'm currently doing. In the Army, I was fortunate to come in and work in the chemical field, and then at my 13th year I was able to commission as a Army nurse, so my career was quite progressive the last 10 years in an Army nurse corps, but I really believe I reached this pinnacle and I got this tug that okay, there's more that I need to be doing out in the community, you know, outside of the military. And so one way I would say that transition was beginning was that beginning to network with those in the civilian side. I was beginning to meet people that were in the same field that I was in, but you know, they weren't in the military, but they were in the civilian sector. So I think that was beginning to, it opened my mind to see, you know what, this is, it's best to do this ahead of time. And then another thing that was a kicker was a few years ago and not too long ago, maybe 3 years ago, while I was getting this bug, I had a couple of friends that were, unfortunately, they were discharged from the Army Nurse Corps because they were downsizing. And so they got the letter to get out. And a lot of them, their question was, what am I going to do? I don't know what to do. And that baffled me because I said, for one, you know, they're registered nurses. There's a lot to do. But you know what? Because you've invested so much time in the military,
absolutely,
they probably did not have time to network, you know, with other people. So now they're trying to figure out what's next? What am I supposed to do next? And how am I going to use my experiences, you know, in the military, in the outside world? So,
you know, when I first started the show, I actually read a research paper in which they did a study. And what they found was that they found that officers actually had an easier time transitioning versus enlisted. So now you bring that up. And of course, You retired, you were enlisted at first, and then you of course became an officer. Mm-hmm. Of course, you retired as an officer. Would you say that that's correct? Or everyone should plan ahead?
Everyone should plan ahead, because now that brings me back to before I became a commissioned officer. At my 8 years in the military, I had considered getting out. And I remember my ETS date was to be June of that year, June 2003. And September, it was like right after I had my son, I want to say, November timeframe or so, I remember 2002, I remember already looking. So again, I was in the field of chemical, you know, dealing with biological agents, chemical nerve agents and all that. So I was already looking at this company called Nuclear and Bartlett. And I actually, you know, had submitted my resume and actually got a call back. And they had asked me, when were you planning to get out, you know, and so, yeah, so I feel that that transition, you should always be in a this frame of mind of what if I was to get out now? And what do I need to do? What are the steps I need to take?
Absolutely. So I'm going to let everyone think about that. And we're going to take a really quick break. And when we return, we're going to return with Dr. Stacy Porter, retired captain. And we'll be right back after these short messages.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to survive, to prosper, to rise. Forgive you for abandoning me. Praying, but I think I'm still an angel away. Angel away, yeah, strange in a way. Maybe that is why I chase strangers away. They got their guns out aiming at me, but I become Neo when they aiming at me. Me, me against them. Me against enemies, me against friends. Somehow they both seem to become one. A sea full of sharks and they all smell blood. They start coming and I start rising. Must be surprising, I'm just surmising. I win, thrive, soar, higher, 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 more, fire. To fight, to conquer, to thrive, I came to win, to survive, to prosper, to rise. Remain where the top begins. Cause I am not a word, I am not a line. I am not a girl that can ever be defined. I am not fly, I am levitation. I represent an entire generation. I hear the criticism loud and clear. That is how I know that the time is near. See, we become alive in a time of fear. And I ain't got no motherfucker time to fear. Cry my eyes out for days upon days. Such a heavy burden placed upon me. But when you go hard, your nays become yays. Yankee Stadium with Jays and Kanye's. To fly. To thrive, I came to win, to survive, to prosper, to rise. To thrive, I came to win, to survive, to prosper, to rise, to fly.
Welcome back to Transitioning with Nurse Lewis. So before the break, of course, Dr. Stacy Porter was giving us some tips about transitioning. And also we talked about transitioning after 3 months and where she's at. So Dr. Porter, why did you decide after 23 years? I mean, of course, because you didn't serve enough. After 23 years serving in the Army, why did you decide to separate?
To be quite frank, it was starting to become, so I have a family. I have a family, I have a husband and four kids. And that juggling them with my military career was starting to become a bit overwhelming. I've always been ambitious in the Army, always wanted to go above and beyond. However, when you are in that repetitive cycle of continuing to go above and beyond in one area in your life, then there's another area in your life that will tend to lack a little.
Yes.
And so this decision, you know, had been in my mind. I had thought about it for a while, but I still kept going and doing the necessary things that I needed to do, you know, to serve my country. But I reached that point last year in my new assignment. I took on an assignment, a leadership position, and I woke up one day just literally asking myself, what am I doing, and why, you know? And it's time to focus on myself, focus on my family, and focus on the other communities that I had already been kind of partnering with, you know, over the last 3 or 4 years. And so in doing that, it was hard. So I'm probably explaining it and it seems like, oh, it was that easy, and it was not, because again, I'm a very ambitious person. I love what I did in the Army, and but it was time for me to step away or step down, however one wants to word it, so that I can step into a higher purpose. And at the same time, it allowed someone else to step in the position I was in and allow them to soar.
Listen, that's why you're my mentor. It takes a great leader to understand that it's time for them to, you know, make room, or to, like you said, step down to make room for another person, and to step down and to also branch out into other ventures. So you talked about purpose. Yeah. Now, what is next for Dr. Stacy Porter?
If you knew how my brain operates, that hasn't stopped. Now, I have given myself a little, you know, giving myself some time to woosah, but that doesn't last long with me, because I really feel like I'm needed out there, you know, in the world. And so I'm just continuing on some of the efforts that I have already built, again, with my jewel in his eyes, working on building and solidifying the curriculum with that. I have someone, and I'm so grateful, you know, for her, that she would like to step up as a leader and facilitate that curriculum. So I'm working on that, you know, on the curriculum. I'm also own my own business, Holistic Wellness Concierge and Consulting Solutions. So why not take the experiences that I have gained over the course of my life and now be able to, you know, have a business to serve, you know, other people in another capacity. So working on that, working on some books, writing, because I love writing, and just spending time traveling and being with my family.
I'm tired listening to you. I just can't know how you manage to fit all of that in your life. But like I said in the beginning, you are such an amazing person. You tell me about Jewel in His Eyes, because you're doing wonderful things with Jewel in His Eyes as well. I would just like, you know, people to hear more about Jewel in His Eyes and what you're doing in Honduras.
Yeah, so Julian and Advice, I want to say started, or the vision was given to me in 2012, I believe. And it was actually after the death of one of my closest friends. And I was, let's say, having a conversation, you know, it really touched me. Her death really touched me. And so I was having a conversation pretty much like with her, like I was, you know, talking to her and talking to God. And in that conversation, I found myself saying, you're a jewel in his eyes, you know, you're a jewel in his eyes. And so that's where that was birthed. And so I didn't know in what direction that was going to go in. And so, again, you know, little by little, I prayed and allowed God to order my footsteps. So I started off with conversations with God. It was in a conference call that I would hold. I held it every day at 5 o'clock in the morning. So it was conversations and prayers and questions and answers. And then when I got to New York in 2014, I would have it every Wednesday at 6 o'clock, from 6 to 6:30, and sometimes even longer. And so from there, you know, God just kept showing me more things to do with it. He showed me, create little jewels, you know, in different areas. So I created the Jewels of Binghamton when I was in New York. And the purpose of that was to bring women from all races, from all economic status together in one room and find out ways in how we can contribute to the community. How can we mentor others? And so that day brought about 23 women in one room, and I just loved it. And then, I said, well, you know what? Let me, I've always loved Honduras because my family's from there. I that's home to me. And so I want to be able to give the opportunity for the young girls that are there to excel in education and health. And so I came up with this Backpack to Health and Education. And that was started in 2015. And I brought, I had an organization at that time called Toll that donated several backpacks to Julie His Eyes, and I ended up going to Honduras and bringing those supplies into the health clinic as well as into the school system. Even when I was there in 2015, I held a meeting with the parents of the community to encourage them to support the teachers, you know, who are teaching their children and the importance of them getting involved in their children's education. And while we were at that meeting, I also provided them vitamins. You know, we have males, we have females, the females were there, but we had the males there, and, they were just as equally vested as well. So, like I said, Julian's Eyes is there. So it's going to be here to stay. It's a holistic health and education program, and it's there to empower, inspire you to be the healthiest version of yourself. And not just, and this is, we're talking about healthy in the physical realm, emotionally, mentally, financially, and physically and spiritually, everything that makes up your being.
Beautifully said. Thank you. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we return, I just want to ask you some questions about transitioning and what advice would you give others? Okay.
Awesome.
So we'll be back after this short break.
There was a time I used to look into my father's eyes. In a happy home, I was a king, I had a golden throne. Those days are gone, now the memories on the wall. The songs from the places where I was born. Upon a hill across the blue lake, that's where I had my first heartbreak. I still remember how it all changed. My father said, don't you worry.
see heaven's got a plan for you. Don't you worry now. A time I met a girl of a different kind. We ruled the world. I thought I'd never lose her out of sight. We were so young. I think of her now.
Welcome back to Transitioning with Nurse Lewis. So once again, I'm here with Dr. Stacy Porter, retired Army captain. So Stacy, we were talking about just the wonderful things that you're doing in your community, abroad, and your mentorship. So of course, you always give great advice. So I'm going to ask you these questions because I would love you to give great advice to other veterans, soldiers. So now, if you knew what you know now, is there anything that you would have done differently before transitioning?
If I knew what I knew now,
I know it's only been 3 months, but
that's a great question. You know, I'm opening up my, I would say, started on my business plan for the holistic wellness concierge and consulting solution, just to have that, you know, locked in. I know what I want, I know, but, you know, having it written down, you know, in paper and ready to go.
Okay. Now, any advice for those thinking of transitioning? I love asking that question because I feel like everybody has something else, something different to add. So what would you add to transitioning?
For those who are thinking about transitioning, I would say don't wait till the last minute to start asking what is it that I'm going to do, you know, once I'm out. You know, begin to ask yourself those questions ahead of time. Challenge yourself in that way. You know, it might be scary for some to ask that question, but it's best that you do that ahead of time. you know, and start writing down what is it that you see. Set that goal, you know, like a 2 year, 3 year, 4 or 5 year goal, you know, and networking. Network with people you may or may not want to continue on in the field that you're in, but don't completely put it on the side. Talk to others that are in that same field. Don't be scared to visit. You know, the military has a lot of resources too. There's the transition for life. Now for that, they do want you, in order to use those services, they want you to be 2 years out before you can use it. But there are other, I want to say, nonprofit organizations out there that can assist you with that, you know, with at least looking at what does your opportunity look like outside of the military. You know, begin to ask yourself like that, what does life look like? And there is life outside of the military. Everything that you've gained, every experience is not wasted experience. It's for something, and it will serve you for a purpose. So whether it was, you know, in air, I know people that, you know, when I was coming up, they only did 4 years in the military, spent a lot of time on details, you know, buffing the floor and things like that. But you know what they did after that? They didn't let that hold them back. They started a cleaning business and a buffing business, you know. So there's no wasted experience. You know, everything that you've done in the military is going to serve you for something. But the thing is, don't wait till the last minute to start asking yourself. Begin the networking with the organizations, with people. You know, get yourself out there. You know, join young professional groups, you know, in your area. You join a business chamber. You know, start looking. Get some of the certifications that you may need ahead of time. You know, There's the Syracuse University offers certifications that are free. You know, start looking there to see what can I get, you know, that will service me, you know, afterwards, or at least I can have it and have it, you know, to the side, but I'm ready, you know. So you want to start building up your resume now outside of your military experiences, like starting now. And financially, you know, yes. I'm seriously, like, save. If you're not saving, it's not too late. You know, begin saving. And it's okay for those that are the entrepreneur type. It's okay to also have another venture on the side as well. You know, don't be afraid of that. Don't be afraid to step out and do that as well. And get your family prepared. If you have a family, you know, you want to prepare your family. So have those discussions with your family as well, because they're included in that.
Absolutely.
But yeah, definitely. I would say those will be my takeaways.
Wonderful takeaways. I'm going to have to ask you them for them again so I can type them up. And definitely, yes. If anybody's interested, it will be on my Facebook page. I'll make sure to put that in. Mm-hmm. So, Stacy, how can people reach out to you if they're interested in donating to Jewel in His Eyes? Just give us all your information, all your contacts to make it easier to reach out to you.
Yeah, sounds good. So right now my website is getting redeveloped, or I'm working on it. But I have my email. I have jewelinhiseyes@gmail.com. You can send me you know, any questions, concerns through there. And if you feel led to donate, you can always donate, you know, through PayPal at jewelinhiseyes@gmail.com. And that's it for right now. Just stay tuned for more.
Absolutely. Oh boy. And I'm sure there will be more. I'm staying tuned. All right. You have transitioned with transitioning with Nurse Lewis. I want to thank you. For joining us here today. This was definitely a treat, because like I said, you have so much information and so much knowledge to share. So I thank you for being on here today. And like I said, I look forward to tracking.
Thank you. Yes, thank you for having me. You know, it's been a pleasure being out here, and anything to help, you know, our veterans and those you know, getting ready to get out, anything, because we are a community in itself and we have to have each other six. So thank you.
There you go. And on that note, we're out.
You have now transitioned with Nurse Lewis. For more information, follow us on Facebook, Transitioning with Nurse Lewis.
You must think that I'm stupid. You must think that I'm a fool. You must think that I'm new to this. But I have seen this all before. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. Cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you. In case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
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 I know you're thinking I'm heartless. I know you're thinking I'm cold. I'm just protecting my innocence. I'm just protecting my soul. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. Cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you. In case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye. True, I'm way too good at goodbye.